Love, friendship, and connection are important and at times complex human needs that manifest in many ways. In this series, different members of the NGV team introduce some of the artworks in the NGV collection that capture the diverse and nuanced experiences of love and friendship. From intimacy and revelry to family and companionship, they celebrate the strength and endurance of human connection. My name is Sophie Gerard, and I am Assistant Curator of Australian Painting, Sculpture and Decorative Arts to 1980 at the NGV. For this series about love and friendship, I'm going to tell you about William Strutt's 1854 painting, Maria Elizabeth, O'Malane and Her Children. It appears to be a scene of pleasant family life, a young girl with her doll, a playful boy and his bow and arrow, and of course, a loyal hound. But this portrait of Maria Elizabeth, O'Malane and her children is rather a snapshot into a family plagued with unfathomable loss and heartache. Maria married her husband Arthur in 1840, and within the decade, the couple had five children, four sons and a daughter. By 1866, Maria had buried her husband and four of her children. The first loss was to their son, Frederick, who died in 1851, shortly before this portrait was painted. Anne Eliza O'Malane, the little girl seen in the portrait's far left, went on to marry William Garrard, a Melbourne surgeon, and have five children of her own. However, in 1883, both Anne and William also passed away, leaving their children to be raised by Maria. Amid the active positions of her children, Maria sits pensive and composed, attempting to cope with a loss that would only become impossibly worse. And though a historical reading of Strutt's portrait is saturated with pain, it also reminds us that such tragedy is impossible without first an abundance of love.